All right, then. Our next item is old business. We have six items of old business this evening. First one being conditional use number 2013 TBHM LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to open this up for discussion. I like the rest of you, probably received the new drawings while we're dealing with, in this case, a conditional use, which is different than that of sometimes in terms of change of zone. I think that their choice of using the area to the east of the ditch or the Cool Spring branch makes sense. But I don't know how much we should be getting into site plan approval at this point. I know what was submitted to us contains a lot of parking spots, and the ground seems pretty well bunched up. Unfortunately, given my current physical situation, I wasn't able to walk the property. So I don't know how much there is in terms of the slope, and whether there is, in fact, any wetlands back in there that's tied in with the Cool Spring branch, which appears to be more than just a ditch. I think the Mead would be an interesting addition to the area, and both for vacationers and those that like to imbibe a little bit, but is this the right place? I'm not sure yet.
Anyone else? Mr. Chairman, as I recall, we left the record open for this amended preliminary site plan because the original site plan had everything to the left of Cool Springs Branch. Maybe staff will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we left it open until receipt, and we would close this record after receipt of this amended preliminary site plan, allow public input for 10 days, and then the record will be closed officially. Is that correct?
I don't remember about the record being left open. I know for public comment so much. I know there was a question on the site plan, and it was left open so that they could submit a revised site plan for consideration.
10 days for each.
Was it 10 days for each? Okay. Yeah, I just couldn't recall the specifics. Okay.
So, I think the appropriate action would be to go ahead and give public notice that we've received the
close site the plan,
close the record, allow 10 days for public comment, and then put it back on the agenda.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention, Mr. Ross. I remember leaving the record open for the receipt of it, but I wasn't sure about whether it was a matter of leaving it open for the public to respond to that. So, Mr. Chairman, given that, I don't know if there needs to be a motion. It's a matter of that the records will be closed.
I don't think it requires a motion. We just simply need to announce that we've received the site plan and that the record on conditional use number 2013 TBHM LLC is closed.
That's right, and the minutes will reflect that.
Okay. Thank you.
Not closed. You have to get allowed for public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is we are leaving it open?
The record needs to reflect that we've received that revised site plan, and now it'll be left open for 10 days for any public response.
All right, then.
Site plan.
Well, let the minutes so reflect. The record will remain open for 10 days from this date.
And it just, not for the record, but for the public that's here, any comment that's received will be in writing. It'll be provided to all the commissioners as part of the record for their consideration.
All right, then.
And that file will be available for review.
Absolutely.
By the public. Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.